Are you just doing the pausing thing to?
I never know when this starts. it just gradually comes out of like a minimal house beat. How are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am good. The market moved 1%, so KBM cancelled everything. It seems he's made up that he's in a car somewhere driving.
Shall we delay the show? Yeah, why? I'm just driving.
I'm driving. You mean because Bitcoin moved 2%, mate?
Yeah.
So KBM said he will be on, but just slightly later. Luke Martin also says he's delayed, so I don't really know what he's doing. So it could just be the lads. So yeah, that whereabouts did KBM cancel the show, do we think, intern?
Right on that blue line.
I was like, why is he cancelled? Like, and then I was like, oh yeah, Bitcoin's moved 2%. I don't know how levered he is to this move, but we both know he's probably sweating at his desk right now with just way too much leverage. Let's see how it does.
So why did we drop? Is it just because of Lebanon Israel stuff, or?
I mean, Israel's been bombing Lebanon for like a long time now.
It is a slight
escalation, I would say. So maybe that is what happened, but macro didn't really sell off that bad, did it?
Yeah. I just think there's a lot of leverage in crypto right now.
Really, that much? Open interest is not really not that high.
What is the open interest?
It was very tight, like the liquidations. But open interest.
It looks like, to be fair, yeah, you're right. There's only 136 million in liquidations in the last 24 hours, which is nothing given we've had a 2K move lower on Bitcoin. So
I don't know, but it does feel as though when there's a war, people sell Bitcoin, which I just don't really understand.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, stocks barely moved. I mean, like, yeah, they've sold off a bit, but the funniest thing about all of this is like oil's like really low.
Yeah.
Oil's been low for ages. Oil hit like a 4-week low like the day after the fucking.
Yeah. Oil is actually still lower on the day. So I really don't think it was that. I think it was just people playing around. They probably saw the headline and thought that, you know, we can smash crypto more than other things. It's definitely felt more volatile. Like, it's been so volatile recently, crypto, right? On very little headlines, which has been pretty wild. Do you want to maybe start with a sponsor and then we'll get into?
Yeah, as you guys know, this show is sponsored by Rollbit. So check out rollbit.com. We should hopefully have two codes to give away. We're missing the codes at the moment. So hopefully as soon as we get them.
God, our listeners is about to fucking halve right there, man.
Yeah, so everyone has left the chat. Well, hopefully we get the codes by the end of the show. So in the meantime, you can just like take the piss out of how oily Michael's face is.
It's actually not so oily, I think, today, right?
No, you're looking very very matte finish, I would say, to your
face.
Thank you.
Yeah, I put max gel on my face today. Let me just tweet out the space, as should you.
I've done that. 100%. I actually have. I'm not just taking this.
Sorry, is Luke Martin's handle
Venture Coinist?
Ooh, wow. Gotta find out what the fuck that means. Okay, so yeah, he should come on later. Yeah, but what else have you been doing? You've been dancing around calling for a meme super cycle?
Yeah, I do think, I mean, memes have already had a great big run so far this year, but I do think we're just going to get this 1 week period or whatever where things just go fucking mental, like, or even 2 week period. Like, I just got a feeling there's like much higher to go on that stuff. I think we will see stuff at like SHIB Doge levels of last cycle, but it's going to be way bigger and way crazier, I think, because of the magnitude of people involved now. And there was that Bloomberg article about how like hedge funds are getting involved in meme coins and stuff. Like, you just can't really ignore it now with people making like 100x on stuff. Like, the return profile is just way bigger than anything else, and it's so small, you can come in with a lot of capital and just kind of, you know, squish it up, really. So.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's going to continue to go. I do think, like, it is very tied to WIF here. Like, the whole of meme coins, yeah. I think, are tied to WIF. I think people don't really see that. Like, it is essentially one big Ponzi with, like, WIF and Pepe and a few of the others at the top. And people are like, oh, you know, WIF won't bounce, but my meme coin will bounce. If WIF doesn't do well, we're fucked. So I think Anson put out something to that extent yesterday, which is like, you know, like, you should all be cheering for each other's meme coins, right? Because
yeah.
at the lower down levels, yeah, it can be kind of one in, one out, but we really do need like Pepe and WIF and all these stories to keep on going rather than like just stagnate for meme coins to keep going. I think that's kind of, you've seen some cycles over the last 24 hours, like over the last week, you saw like the Chinese coins move. There was that coin that got launched today, right? Chat GPT. GPT. Probably the worst meme I've ever seen. And went straight to 40 million and then I think it's down to like 10 straight away. But everyone was waiting for a cat coin and I think everyone's just been dumped on by a bunch of other
devs.
Smarter actors in the space. Where is it now?
Right. I think we've got Luke backstage. Should we bring him in?
Let's bring him in. Let's hear.
How we doing, boys?
Yo, what's up, Luke? How's it going?
How are you?
The market turned to a full-blown scan in minutes, so happy to be here.
Yeah. Awesome. We were just saying that KBM had to fake some sort of driving trip just before the show started. So he said he's going to be on. But he's going to come up with some fake excuse about why he was off. He's very clear just because the market dumped whatever it was, 2%. This feel like crypto just feels so fucking volatile. We were just saying before we came on, like small moves that don't even move in macro. Like we were saying, oil is down, stocks are kind of up today, nothing major. Crypto just gets decimated. This feels slightly different to it's felt for like, I don't know, two years now. Like we've kind of done nothing a lot of the time, but now it feels like we are really, really sensitive to any sort of headline.
Yeah, the market, we just get spooked, especially after that drop we had, what, beginning of the month. It's like a 2% down move, it's like people are ready for 50%. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. I think people just got spooked on that move. And I think a lot of people, I mean, open interest is down a lot, which in some ways is good because you feel like you're not going to get those levered moves, but you can get these, people can push around the market on quite little volume, I think, as well, when that sort of stuff happens. Like if you're going to put on a trade, you're going to start shorting the market pretty heavily, then you can actually cause quite a lot of damage. So that's what it feels like to me. It doesn't, this headline, whatever it was, like another Israel like missile headline, just doesn't really feel like that big a deal. And all the other markets aren't really saying that it is. So it kind of just feels like people are just punting around, trying to take people out on levered trades.
Yeah, I don't know why missiles in Israel are affecting my AI coins on a layer 3. I mean, I don't see the connection. Like I understand it hurts risk assets, but at a certain point, it's like, guys, what the fuck are we doing? I think the other thing to think about that I've been kind of playing around with in my head is like, I don't know if we're there yet, but I think we could enter a stage for Bitcoin where we just have such institutional interest and ETF interest that it's able to always kind of sustain and just always have a bid. But we might have like a facade of alts are safe just because Bitcoin isn't down a ton. And so like in, you know, you can predict a scenario where like in a couple of years, or maybe it's happening right now, where like things look pretty good, alts are going up because Bitcoin's going up. And then it's like the second that Bitcoin's down 5 or 6%, that used to be a move that wouldn't hurt us a ton, but it's like, there just hasn't been any interest in alts. It's been like a fake bid just because Bitcoin's so strong from ETF flows. So that's another thing that could be happening. I don't really think that's the case right now, but it's possible.
It did feel like that. Well, when the whole, the first Iran-Israel stuff started happening, right? Like I think Bitcoin has barely moved. Like it went down 20%. Altcoins went down like 50, 60%. Yeah. Like, there was just, and the charts haven't really recovered. Like Bitcoin went back up to 67K and these altcoins kind of like just slightly rallied, which is all it's all looking a little bit nasty. I think Bitcoin dominance does feel like it go. If you're not owning Bitcoin or some meme coins, it feels like you're just, it's not been a fun cycle so far.
Yeah, I mean, they look good until this morning. I don't know what'd you guys do before I got on, dude. This is like even WorldCoin, which is up 5 or 10% almost when I bought it a couple of days ago, is back down to entry. Nearcoin's dropping, Stacks. I like stumbled into that as a good trade. That came all the way back down. I don't know.
It's over, man. So
pack it up.
Have you so you're more of, you've been more of an altcoin guy than this cycle, still playing some of those stories, getting beaten down by buying the dips, and then you're seeing the dip of the dips.
Yeah, it hasn't been fun. I mean, the last week was good, like I said, until this morning. Yeah, it's kind of always my game. I mean, I'm probably the worst NFT trader ever. I don't think I've ever made ETH trading NFTs. I guess I sold a Punk last year, quarter three, which I felt like a fucking idiot because the market went straight up after that. But I actually think that I got more ETH value then than I would have now because that's come down so much. But yeah, I don't really play the NFT game. I don't know. I punt around in some meme coins, but it's not like I'm an expert there. So yeah, I'm still hoping that the market gets some form of normalcy and maybe we stop paying so much attention to meme coins. They're fun, but who knows?
Yeah, there were some people. Yeah, sorry, you go.
I was going to say, where do you think we are like in terms of the journey of the cycle? Like I see all sorts of tweets. I see some people saying like this will trade like 10 times higher in the bull market. And I'm just like, dude, we might be in the bull market.
Oh, I saw that yesterday. Yeah.
And some people are like, this is it. This is the end. And then some people think we're in the middle of it. There seems to be quite a wide range of views. And I think consensus is probably, we still have a long way to go still, but just curious what your take is on that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel kind of crazy saying that we're probably like halfway through, although I talked to Kevin Kelly and the Delphi guys earlier this week, and he was kind of reiterating that point. And he was even saying it's like time to kind of double down just based on, I know that there's so many different ways to interpret macro, and I let the smart people do that. I just like to tweet about it. But it's like, oh shit, thought I lost you. It's one of those things where, yeah, like if those guys are kind of putting all the puzzle pieces together and saying that risk assets are going to keep doing well, you have a presidential cycle where Biden's going to do fucking he doesn't want the market to nuke. He's going to do everything he can to keep that thing supported. Yeah, I don't know. Like rates, they really haven't even cut yet. It's just a weird thing. Like, yeah, maybe we brought forward demand with the ETF, but this would be the first cycle that only lasted like a year and a half. I think that we all just have PTSD from like what happened in 2023 and with SBF, but it could go along a lot longer. I think the other thing to consider is like, oh, is it 2021 or was it 2020? I forget which year it was, but we kind of bounced around between like 8 to 12K for what felt like 6 months. And maybe we get that this summer. Like maybe we mess around somewhere between even like 50. I mean, people would be saying it's all over at 50K. It's like, we could be between 50 and 70K for 6 months and then we keep going higher. I definitely don't think it's all over. It's just we're in a weird period where I don't know. I think we brought forward a lot of demand and I'm not sure. I have no idea what happens in the next month or two.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because obviously it's the first cycle we've had where you've had ETFs and you've had a large surge of demand like pre-halving, and usually a lot of that demand seems to come post-halving. And so there is a school of thought that maybe this cycle is left translated and we've kind of already seen a lot of the demand. But I don't know, like, I think the ETFs are just like a specific new thing about this cycle, but all the other stuff doesn't really change. And on paper, we should see it come. But it's just when you're in this fucking like narrow range bound channel for ages, it just gets frustrating, especially when you've had a few months of like magnificent price action. Now you're just ranging between like 65 and 67K or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's painful, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Like you'd have to, I guess it does make me feel a little more comfortable that you have to be betting that this time is different. Like that's the bearish view. It's like this time is different. This is the time where it's, you know, it's unique and whatever else. So we have that on our side. And it's also, it's like the thing that gave me comfort talking to Kevin earlier this week is it's not like this coincidence or just a meme of like, it's been a four-year cycle before, so it has to be a four-year cycle again. He had like this whole thing. It's an insane prediction he had. It was back in August, and he was like, guys, like, the reason the four-year cycle happens isn't because we all believe in it. It's like it happens each time because of what's happening with the central bank and global liquidity and all these things. And he's like, that's all still fucking happening again. So unless that changes, it's not like this magic, like it's up because we believe in it. It's like, no, it's up because that's just what risk assets are doing right now. And those drivers are taking place. So yeah, I don't know. I think there's like a sense of comfort in that, but who the fuck knows? I mean, we all saw we can get scammed for like minus 50% in a day. 3 weeks ago, so who knows, man.
I was so surprised at the size of that move, if I'm honest. Like, it didn't,
no, it's nuts.
It wasn't even that high. Like, again, funding wasn't that high. It was like, it just bam, smash, and then altcoins just got fucking hammered. So how many cycles have you done, and like what are you doing different this cycle, you think?
I got here in 2017. Yeah, here in 2017 I was going back to grad school, and I think I went to 1 week of classes and I dropped out because I was investing in some ICOs that went really well, and that just seemed like a very rational and smart decision was to drop out of grad school and chase ICOs. Thankfully it worked out. 2018 was a big wake up call though, and then yeah, I've been here ever since. What am I doing differently this cycle? I don't know, probably trading less. I think that's probably been the biggest thing, but not too much of a difference. I think the other thing is like, as you guys said, there's just been, it really hasn't made like a ton of sense, and like rotations really haven't made sense. We haven't had like a layer one trade where it's like you need to be into Solana, then into AVAX, then into whatever else. It's like meme coins kind of took over, and it was like, you know, my coins are just going up less than meme coins. There like hasn't been a ton of shit to do. And then also starting back the podcast like keeps you busy and keeps me from sitting in front of my screen all day and gambling. So so yeah, man, I don't know.
So true.
Yeah, I think particularly in meme coins, over trading can get you absolutely smashed, right? Like people just chase it and get smashed. But the same in altcoins during these sort of cycles. I've been trying to do slightly less of that too, like, and only choosing leverage at like very particular spots as well, because I just think just like a couple of weeks ago you can get absolutely smashed on it. Is there like certain sectors that you feel like are your sectors this time, or like you're trying to play for? I know you mentioned like stacks, you've mentioned AI coins, like the ones that you just think are just like, these are going to print this cycle even if they haven't yet.
Yeah, I mean, stacks is like, I stumbled into that trade. I don't think like, it's probably like the dumbest idea I've had that made money. I just didn't want to spend the time to learn ordinals. And like I said, I just fuck up everything that's NFT based. And so I clicked around, and once I figured out that it was kind of like NFTs, I was like, dude, this is horrible. Like this is a trap. So I just bought stacks, not even understanding whether or not stacks benefits. I guess there either it does benefit, or there's enough people that are as dumb as me and also played it like that. So stacks went up. But yeah, I don't know if I'm like really too bullish on that. I'm probably like, I guess I've been wrong though. I didn't think ordinals would last as long as they did. But they're still a thing, and people seem to be having fun there. So yeah, I don't really know like if I'm too bullish on stacks, or if that was just a punt. I think that AI coins are pretty interesting from the sense of like, I think that I was definitely guilty of this probably 6 months ago of, I think I was middle curving AI in the sense of like, you look at it and you're like, you know, is this stuff overvalued? Is crypto AI even smart? Does it even work? And the funny thing is, it's like, you can kind of do that with equity AI too. Like no one really knows how to fucking value this stuff. Like no one knows how big it can be, and no one knows how much it's going to impact the world. But if you just view AI as a meme of like the reason that a lot of crypto has value is just straight attention, like, do people think it's going to be a bigger idea? It's like AI will probably continue to grow in that sense. And I actually don't even think that's like a negative for crypto AI. It's almost a positive. Like if you look at any coin that's actually tied to its fundamentals, it usually has a ceiling. Versus like, they used to be a meme back in 2018 or 2017. It's like, you never wanted the ICO that you invested in to actually launch their product. You basically wanted them to delay and just hopefully get listed on Bittrex or Binance. Like those are the ones that would 10x, is actually the ones that never fucking launched. So I kind of think AI is the same. Obviously, like they can launch, but it's like it's a good thing that people are like, is this a dumb idea? How do you value this? As long as like, you know, Sam Altman keeps building new versions of ChatGPT and it just continues to dominate what everyone's talking about. And, you know, Joe Rogan talks about it every single week. It's like, it's just going to continue to, people are going to keep having these questions of like, are we all going to lose our jobs? How do we decide who's AI, who's a real human? So I think crypto AI is interesting. I don't know. I've messed around buying like ARB and a couple other things. I really have no fucking idea what's happening with ETH and L2s and like where the value accrues and why ETH is such a, like just has infinite gravity on it. So I want to trade L1s and stuff more, but those rotations just aren't there. Like every time I buy AVAX, I'm like, what the fuck is AVAX doing? I don't see anyone talking about AVAX. It's like, there's no reason to own it. Like you look at some of the other stuff. It's like, is Aptos even a chain? Is there a single, it's like some of these things are like Cardano. It's like, I know that they're blockchains, but like, is there anything there? So like, I don't know.
I like Telegram, the Ton one. I feel like that one could do well, Silver Cycle. I know it's already a high FTV, but like you can just, they have so many users, right? They have like 800 million users. It just kind of feels like they could probably pump that very, very quickly by just turning on some different shit. And then I agree with you that like last time, Capital just moved the chains a lot more than it has really this cycle. Like you would see the TVL of the different chains, like, massively changed. The only real one I saw which went higher was like Sui, and that's because they basically dumped a bunch of their own treasury on it. But like other than that, like there hasn't really, apart from Solana going up, I haven't really seen like huge increases in TVL. Like we'd all go to Phantom or we'd all go to Avalanche to farm like this one thing. That just hasn't really happened. Blast has gotten like quite a bit, but I don't know, like that hasn't even got a coin yet, and L2s just isn't the best sector right now for like a new chain. So like I agree with you. It feels different to that cycle, and the Capital just isn't moving in the same way. So you just can't replay that. Can I get your brain on the AI stuff? Like, I know it's all a meme, but like, is there anything that you think is more than just a meme? Like, is there anything that you think is, because I know people have like completely shat on things like Tau for like not really having anything, and then a few of these other coins just feel like, I don't really know what they are yet. I like that. I think we looked at FET, which we thought was interesting before.
Yeah.
But then they're like now merging with two other coins. So it's like, I don't even know. But is there anything you'd like there, which isn't just more a meme?
Yeah, I mean, with that caveat, I don't know. But if we count the AI as a meme, yeah, I think FET's interesting. Like it's partially, I'm just buying it and not fully understanding it. Like the FET, AGIX and Render merger. Like what, I don't understand how the fuck that works, or Ocean merger. Yeah, I don't know how that works. It's also a weird thing where I think Ocean and, or there's two of them that are merging where you get the same amount of tokens, but the tokens are different prices and so are the market caps. And like, I put a trade on for that the other day, but they still weren't moving. So maybe I'm not understanding how that's working, but like, I feel like there's like a free money trade on there, but I can't figure out I still can't figure out how they're going to merge tokens. One of the AI coins that I think is interesting, and it's not even an AI coin, I just think it benefits from that narrative, is WorldCoin. And I think that it's like one of the more hated or middle curve trap coins this cycle. Yeah, it's like giant FTV. Like in a weird way, I almost think that WorldCoin could be the Ripple of this cycle, and I mean that in like the best way possible. Like I think it's like the Ripple of 2017, where they have these emissions, they're just dumping on people, the FTV is insanely high, all of us are like, this tech is stupid because you can easily cyber it with the eyeball scanner. But it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, but Sam Altman is going to raise trillions, he's going to be at the forefront of talking about AI, we're all trying to figure out how identity and AI and all that fits together. And it's like, yeah, I don't think the eyeball scanner is like a smart way to do it. We've already seen people buying identities for like $50 on Facebook. But yeah, like I don't know. Maybe he's just way smarter than us, and they are figuring it out. And like there is a way to solve that. So I think that's one where it could just be like people are hating on the FTV stuff, and it just benefits just purely from an attention standpoint. Yeah, it's. Like that meme is it's just perfect. It's like I middle curve that too when I posted that. What was that, back in February? So I was talking to Anil about this. And I was like, I bought it like a dollar or two. I don't know what it was. Probably a dollar or $2 back then. I was like, God, like he's raising trillions of dollars. He's one of the richest men on earth. He's at the forefront of AI. And like everyone just thinks this thing is a fucking scam. And then it pumps like 5 or 10, like, you know, 7X or something. And it probably would have gone higher. So I don't know. I don't want to fall for that trap again. I think that WorldCoin probably does that again. That's like a weird AI coin that I don't even think is AI. Oh, and I forgot to mention the only other sector is gaming. And I think that's like super, super slept on, just as it was the previous cycle, not the 2018, the most recent one. AXS is one that, like, I just saw so many people say, I hate the game. I hate the game. It's not fun. This is a scam. Play to earn's a Ponzi. And thankfully, just a podcast episode talking to someone who's crazy bullish on it got me excited about that too. So like, I don't want to miss that again this cycle. I think the stats on Ronin are already fucking insane and everyone's sleeping on it. It's just a weird thing where like, I don't know if we'll ever have an Axie mainstream moment again, but I do think that like Pixels and some of those things, like they're like the apps right now in crypto with the highest amount of users by far. Like I saw people talking about some base games that had like 15,000 users, and you know, there's some chains with, I don't know, you know, Prime. I know people love that game. I don't know how many users it has. I doubt it has a million, but like there's games on Ronin right now with like hundreds of thousands of users or 800,000 users. It's like, if there's going to be another Axie, like it'll probably happen over there.
I think that's a good point. Like, I think a lot of people are assuming that you'll get users, and these get like Prime has very, very little users, even though it's interesting, maybe tech side, and they have like an AI coin obviously coming as well, like,
yeah,
which is basically a meme as well, like you can meme this shit to whatever you want it to do. But yeah, when you actually have hundreds of thousands of users in the Philippines playing your games, like that's gotta be worth something.
Yeah, that's the thing. And people, like, I tweeted that again yesterday. I was like, their users are already 800k, and someone was like, dude, the game is so fucking stupid, like I would never play that, it's not fun, whatever. And I was like, well, you know, I thought Axie was fun, but like the I think that people are viewing these as if they're going to be like, you know, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. It's like, that's just not how it's going to work. The other thing you have to take into consideration is like 95% of the player base is playing it on their Android phone. So like games that have this high fidelity, good graphics, like that look like a normal video game, it's just not going to work. Like these are money games, and the people that are going to be benefiting from it, and also like the first adopters, are probably in developing nations. And like they need very fucking simple games. Like the money is the game in a sense. Like the fun part of Axie wasn't, you know, sitting there and playing fucking Pokemon spells on the little blob NFT. It was this idea of like, you know, I have a, you know, 200 Axies I'm farming, and like what's the meta and how they're changing the points and what the SLP is. I convert it back to like, that was a fun game for people. At least it was for me. I think that it's like you have to change your model of like what is a game? Because it's just never going to be like a Fortnite. I'm sure maybe we do get some kind of game like that. Maybe Prime or someone can figure that out. I know Alluvium's working on stuff like that, but it's like, yeah, I mean, we have like fun games that like, you know, people are going to waste a lot of time in. They have good graphics, but like money games will probably look different because of the type of person that's adopting it and needs it for money. So yeah.
Yeah, I think I also just think the way these sort of games are played, they're often going to be mainly played with high numbers of users in like developing nations. That's just the nature it is. If you start introducing money to games, I think you're going to get a lot of people playing in these sort of places. So the fact they have such a strong community out there already, I feel like if you're going to introduce economics to a game, like that's always going to be where you want to have is like the number of users. So I think Ronin's a good shout, and they have a monster treasury, right? Like, so they can keep yeah, churning out games for like ever, basically. Like they have so much money over there that I think they can continue to crush it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that he mentioned this too, so it's not like I'm leaking anything private, but I think he was still kind of working through it. I talked to the Ronin guy last week, and he was saying that, like, I think that a reason that Ronin gets slept on is it's not like built like an L2, I guess. I'm not technical enough to understand the difference, but I think it's a side chain. So like somehow that there's maybe some difference in terms of like value accrual or in terms of like whether or not people view it as investable. But I think that he said they were working on something like that, or like they could make it so it is like an L2 or who fucking knows. He started throwing out terms that I don't understand, that I see people tweet about, and they, you know, I know I'm supposed to know after 6 years here, but at the end of the day, it's like it's a category on CoinGecko. I don't really know how it works. But he was saying that, so maybe that's a reason too why it doesn't get much love. But yeah, I think gaming and AI, those are just like the two that it feels like haven't got attention yet. Like it'd be an easier answer if I was like, yeah, I'm excited about the meme coins on whatever chain is hot right now. It's like, yeah, those will keep doing well, and maybe they keep doing well for a while. But in terms of like, what can I buy and not try to fucking play some rotation game which isn't working? Like, what can I buy where eventually people just have to bid it? And I hope that those catch a bid. We'll see.
Yeah. I think I don't know. That's a story which is down a lot, and I think it's a good time to buy it. But yeah, I think I don't know. I would still be cautious about altcoins as a sector. Like, I have to say that a lot of these stories always seem that good, but I agree with what you said before, is that like I just haven't seen the users, right? Like, people just aren't coming in. It doesn't feel as busy. Like, my friends in real life are just not involved in crypto. And that just tells me, like, the number of people actually buy fucking altcoins this cycle just seems even meme coins feel a bit stretched. Like, one has to pump for another one to go down. Like, this is the only thing I know, is like, even though I like some of these long-term stories in altcoins, I still think that it could be a bit of a pain trade throughout this cycle, like waiting for that. Like, are we waiting for the bull run, or is this the bull run, right? Like, and when are all my mates turn up?
This is the bull run. This is it.
Yeah, there could be some catalysts too. there could be some things that change whether or not like the actual meme actual coins get a bid. Like, who fucking knows? Like, what if this ETH ETF actually passes? I was sharing just a deranged conspiracy yesterday that Gary Gensler is about to resign. I don't think that's going to happen, but like, what if the ETH ETF passes? We get a Litecoin Bitcoin Cash ETF, which could also fucking happen. Maybe, like, I don't know, TradFi just gets hooked on like bringing our products into there. Those all catch infinite bids. Like, some weird things can happen. I also think that, yeah, like, as you were saying, meme coins are just stretched, man. It's like the 2018, we're getting this supply inflation of meme coins that we didn't have at the beginning. Where if we're creating 1,000 new meme coins every day, the percentage of meme coins that are going to do well is dropping exponentially. Like, it's not a factor of like, even if people are just as excited about meme coins, the money is now just stretched between like 10 times more of them. So yeah, I don't really know how that plays out, but it's happening quick.
It's like a game of hot potato, isn't it? You sort of have like three meme coins that become the whatever, the North Stars, and then a game of like darting from one thing to the other thing. That's exactly how NFTs were in 2021, by the way. You had sort of like CryptoPunks and Bored Apes, and you had like a bunch of other stuff. You'd buy one thing, mint it, ride it up a little bit, sell it, move on to the next thing, sell it, move on to the next thing, etc., etc. And it kind of feels like that's the meme coin market right now, barring maybe like three or four coins.
Yeah, and it's actually not even NFTs. It was ICOs before that, then NFTs. I guess like after the NFTs, it would have been like the L1s. I mean, people were fucking launching L1s, not as fast as meme coins and NFTs, but like it got to the point where those ecosystem grant things, like the, you know, Avalanche is doing, I don't know what the fuck they called that, Avalanche Rush, Avalanche Snowball. And there was like Near is doing it, backed by Tiger. And then it was like Phantom is doing it. So like each cycle, I feel like we have these things where, I don't know, VCs or resale drive it each time, but if something's working, then we just create 1,000 more of it until it's diminishing returns. And then we're like, ah, shit, man, like maybe that isn't the new paradigm. We should bid like the real assets. So maybe that's kind of what also sparks the other, like the real altcoins and maybe like a more normalized bull run, is just us eventually getting the exhaustion of meme coins. I guess DeFi did that too. Like the amount of farms, the yam farms, the food, whatever. Like we create 10,000 of something if it's doing well, and then we're like, ah, shit. Like we should stop doing that. Yeah.
So what's the play for you here at the moment then? Is it like in terms of portfolio weighting, is it like 90, you know, you're like a mainly majors guy, a bunch of alts and like a tiny bit for meme coins, or you know, how are you kind of like weighted between like the different sectors and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, a lot of alts, some majors, and then a couple meme coins. I'm viewing meme coins almost as NFTs. Like, I think there's just certain things that I'm just going to be fucking horrible at. Like NFTs, it's insane actually how much money I probably lost trading NFTs. And by the end
was this in 2021 or when were you in the NFT game?
It's just any time that I even buy an NFT, it's just it's a horrible decision. Outside of Schizo posters, which I'm just not even buying for the money. I like that what they're doing there. I also think it's going to be one of the best yielding NFTs. Because, dude, they're getting so many fucking airdrops. Them and Melodies. It's like this hilarious meta that Athena, it feels like they kicked off. Where now Omni's given an airdrop. There was another one yesterday which gave an airdrop to Melodies and Schizo posters. So it's kind of a funny thing that like Schizo posters might yield the most based on their price. But I think meme coins are kind of the same. So it's like I don't even want to hold a ton of them. I just fuck it up. Like I just don't. NFTs and meme coins, I just don't know. You guys launched a meme coin in your show a week or two ago, didn't you?
Mando accident. Well, yeah. Accidentally, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I wasn't there, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, me and KBM were just fucking around, basically, talking about meme coins. And in the end, I was like, oh, we should launch one about the Epic Duck, which is like an old gaming meme that I knew. Because we were like, oh, cat and dog coins, they're all kind of washed up. And that's kind of been my life ever since, if I'm honest, man. Like, there's been a few people that have done it recently. I heard you may have even done one, but like, I know Barney the Boy one, and Barney the Boy fucking knocks out Amsterdam, and his meme coin still doesn't pump. He did one on a live show. These things are harder than they look. I think we're coming for like number one of a pump.fun coin. But yeah, they are not as easy to do as like full. I know we get a full cabal and we just fucking take this to 200 million. They are a bit more difficult to do when they're a pump.fun coin.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. Cause I did, this was, this would have been, I don't know if it was 2 months ago now, maybe the beginning of March. It was before meme coins, they were already a big thing. They were already definitely the meta and like people were obsessed with them. And Ansem was a big thing. This was before people were like using 23andMe to launch coins about Ansem's relatives. Like it was really before like pump.fun was crazy. Me and Ansem were talking and I shared a picture of my dog, which looks fucking absurd. And people made that a meme coin. So like they launched like 5 meme coins of my dog. I was like, oh, this is cool. And then like a couple of them started to rug like 10 minutes later. I was like, oh, this isn't that cool. So, but the idea was, and it's like probably a similar thing that you had, Mando, was I was like, all right, I'm just going to launch this, make sure it can't rug. And like, there you go. Like I'll support it. These guys can fucking bring it to life. And dude, that turned into like a 3-week experiment of like, it wasn't hell. I mean, it was fun, but it was just a ton of people that were like, Luke, you have to pump this, you know, micro cap $1 million coin. It's like, I can't tweet about it. I can't sell because I don't want to dump on people. So like, I basically have just rugged myself for like 40 grand because we put in a ton for the LP, burned it. I don't want to sell the tokens I bought. And it's like, I've paid someone to run the Twitter. I paid a deck screener guy to do some stuff. And he like rugged me, or not the deck screener. It was Dex Tools. It was the shadiest fucking team on earth. Like the Dex Tools guys rugged us. Yeah. It's just been absurd. Like, I hope it goes up, but it's like one of those things where like, I don't even know if I can sell. So I locked myself into that for a couple of weeks. And then I was like, now there's a community running it. I donated them. I had an alt Twitter account with like 20,000 followers. So they're running it now. I hope it does well. But I was like, dude, like launching this is just the worst fucking trade of all time for someone. Like, cause I can't sell it. Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't want to end up on a Zach XBT thread, but at the same time, it's like, I can't help in the way that I could most. Oh man. This wasn't on pump.fun. Like people were using it back then, but it wasn't like as crazy. But we just did a fair launch. Like we put 100% of the supply out there, put way too much in the LP. It is what it is.
Yeah, this is the thing. People think with these, because with pump.fun, even like the LP gets burned, right? And then I actually burned the dev supply that we even had. But like there's a very big difference between a meme coin and a pre-sale meme coin. Like, and right, they get handed around at the same. Whereas like Zach XBT is doing a thread about all those pre-sales and how like literally hundreds of millions of SOL basically has gone to pre-sales. And it's all going to zero. Whereas like when you release an NFT, for example, and you put it on the blockchain, like no one just calls you like a scammer. you put a picture of a dog clearly on the blockchain and suddenly you're like, oh my God, like this person's the worst person. I literally put a picture of a duck on pump.fun and just press create coin. And suddenly you're just like, all right, Zach XPT has entered the fucking chat. what is this?
Yeah, it's not only that, but it's like when you don't raise money. So like, that's what I found super interesting too, is like, I actually realized like a week in that people, and they might be right. Like I realized that doing it like in an honest way, basically you have to be willing to kind of like really bend the rules if you want to shortcut your way to success. So like one of the things that people were saying early, they're like, dude, like, you know, are you going to pay for, you know, I have all these exchanges reaching out to me, you know, they're like, dude, we have to pay for these influencers and stuff. And I'm like, okay. But like, I just contributed like 50 grand and like whatever else. It's like the better way to do it is actually like, I understand now why devs like launch a coin, dump on fucking everyone when it pumps, get, you know, save a big supply. It's like, it makes it easier to do stuff. But if you don't do that, it's like, yeah, I don't have an unlimited marketing budget I can keep, you know, spending on this. It's like it's a funny thing, but people treat them the same. Like if you raise $10 million or if you contribute 50K of your own money, people are like, dude, you have to fucking, you have to pump this thing to the moon. It's like, we're playing on a different, it's a different ballgame.
Like that's the other thing, it costs, like just, we set up a website, we have like people, mods, we have social media, we create like games for it. Like I've paid for listings, like a major exchange. And people just assume that that money is just like, oh yeah, no, I'm doing this to save the reputation. And I have bought some since then. So now obviously I'm investing it, but I have definitely paid to be involved in this thing at this stage. Like I'm not sitting here going like, oh my God, I've done so well out of this. I even burnt the LP. There's a big, big difference. And it's funny because like, it's so different to like NFTs, like people sold like open edition NFTs. They sold like nothing and would raise millions for like no utility shit. And they can just walk away. But as soon as you do this sort of stuff with coins, non-fungible versus fungible, it's very, very different. Like people really, really do. Yeah. They assume that that's like your life forever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean, thankfully, like there's been just a Chad group that like took it over and kind of understood that. But after a while I was like, guys, like even if I was doing nothing else and I was doing this full time, like I'm just not set up. Like it would take a full team. I can't run the Twitter and manage a Telegram and do whatever else. Like I'm not like a coin founder. I'm not like positioned to do that right now. Like not even counting the other shit I have going on. So yeah, like obviously I wanted to do well, but I realized quick, I was like, God, like I can never make money from this, or I'm just like, you know, I look over my shoulder and see Zach XBT following me on my way to lunch one day. So it's like this is just the most fucked up trade of all time. Anyone that launches a meme coin, unless you're flat out willing to like, you know, BitBoy your way to freedom. But yeah.
So that was the difference. Like Bend or ETH actually took a ton of ETH up front, right? When he took over that Bend coin.
I don't want to speculate what happened there. I more meant that in the sense of like, I think he's just by the way, actually, I think Ben's streams are great. I think he had a great fight. I think he's probably the poster child though of someone that's like willing to fucking, you know, take money, you know, just kind of bend the rules a little bit of what's acceptable. But I think that's like all of crypto YouTube. I could have used like 10 different names there. I just meant like, it's if you're okay with just nuking your rep, then meme coins are the best risk reward trade of all time to launch. If you're not able to do that, then it's like trading them is way better than launching them by a long shot.
Yeah, I agree. Unless you have an amazing redemption arc and it goes to fucking 6 billion, like fucking Degen Harambe with Pepe or who created Whiff? Actually, the Whiff guy burnt
his. Yes, right? I think he dumped.
Who actually still, the Mog creator still owns Mog, right? He's like public.
I think, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like pseudo anonymous, right? There's no.
That guy like posts videos all the time, doesn't he?
There's a few people. I don't think it's just one guy of Mog. I think there's a few people who.
Oh, okay. I thought there was like one public founder of Mog.
No, I don't think so.
No. Like what other top meme coin? Doge, I guess the Doge founder sold on the way up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but... that guy, yeah, he dumped. He fucking hates crypto. I met him at a bar in 2018 or whatever it was. Yeah, he dumped Dogecoin.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like they stick around, apart from Degen Harambe with Pepe, right?
Yeah.
Well, for a Honda Civic. I mean, oh my God, dude.
Jesus. That's
a horrific. But like, that's just a funny thing I realized. It's like people almost, I kind of thought they were insane for saying like, dude, you should have just dumped. But it, in a sense, like it almost makes, there's a reason why like meme coins do that. Like they launch, there's so many of these, it has to just be one group doing it, but they launch like 10 coins a day on Dextrainer. It goes up, they pump it, and then they just dump a giant supply. But it gives them then like, you know, a couple $100,000 that when price comes back down, they can start, you know, paying the people on Twitter that will shill dog shit for $1,000. It's like you pay enough of those guys and the coin just goes back up. So yeah, it's a funny, it's a really funny ecosystem. I learned so much going through that. And yeah, like I still want to help them and do cool stuff, but it's like, God, I just can't run a meme coin. I'd need a full fucking team. You need a full team and you need unlimited money.
Yeah. It's no joke. It's definitely no joke.
I don't know. I still think they're going to stick around though. I can imagine pump.fun. They're now going to try and integrate with a bunch of different streams. I think they're going to like, I know they're going to try and make this into a thing. Over like the medium term, I think meme coins are here to stay. I still think people will keep on launching them for the next few years. They seem like they've won at the adoption cycle for like most of crypto adoption now. Like I can't really think of anything better than people come, like most people's first coin or a lot of people's first coin is buying a meme coin, right?
Yeah.
And that's like now kind of undeniable after so many cycles of it. So it just feels like, you know, they're sticking around. Yeah, I believe with this, right? Like meme coins are the black hole. It does, this is kind of what we said before. It does feel like it's all tied to Bitcoin, but at the same time, they've been tough to ignore this cycle, right?
I feel like they might swallow up NFTs for a while too. Like not that NFTs will go away, but that's really how people treated them outside of, you know, a couple of those top collections. It's like people just viewed them as, it was the best lottery. And now meme coins are just able to do the exact same thing. You're just rallying behind this idea. It's like a group of people. If the idea and the movement grows bigger, and it's just better in a lot of sense, right? They're more liquid. There's no hierarchy. There's not like an expensive one and a cheap one. You can just buy into this thing, and like, it's a simple thing for people to understand. But yeah, I think the vicious cycles of them is going to get tougher.
I like the NFT bit. Actually, had a lottery bit to it, which I actually quite liked. Like the actual minting lottery was always kind of. That was the added fucking degen bit about NFTs, which meme coins don't really have. If they allowed you to put it into a pool and then it was a lottery of that pool, they should fucking do, right? Like that, I get involved in that because that's fun.
Wait, so how would that work? What do you mean? Like a pool?
Yeah, and then so everyone gets the same amount and then one person gets out like 200 ETH from... like 200 ETH from it, but like other people might get less, or you might get the same, but there's like a distribution basically of returns. That I would fucking, that's a great model. Whoever's thinking about that, pump.fun, like you want to fucking degen the shit out of this, make it a lottery mint of your meme coin.
Yeah, you could juice even further. You could have like some, you know, random generated the same way NFTs where you could almost have like everyone contributes the same, but certain people get a bigger percentage of supply. So it's like maybe like
everyone pays the same to go in, but then some people come out with like way more.
Yeah, and then you get some benevolent guy with like 90% of the supply. He runs it up to a billion. There's going to be some people with 90% that just nuke it in one candle.
That'd be awesome. That's how they should do them. Ideas here, like I think everyone would play for that, right? That's just like an NFT mint. It's literally just like an NFT mint, and then you hope that the guy. I guess the issue is the guy who gets a load probably dumps. Whereas
yeah, he's always gonna dump.
If someone has a rare, like it's normally like a little bit difficult to sell. Like you can't just like doesn't take down the whole collection. Anyway, I think that would.
What about these Cabal NFT, the Cabal meme coins? I know the Cabal is a bit of a meme, but like there are some coins that are like Mew is one that just instantly rips to 400 million and they have like every like tons of VCs that are like instantly it became their favorite coin on day one. I'm like, all right, what the fuck happened here? What kind of backroom saft was signed here?
Yeah, a bunch of guys just gotten in a room, haven't they? And they've just been like, all right, let's just fucking pump this thing. And like,
yeah, like it's on Bybit after like 2 weeks. Like, how the fuck, like, what's the deal with some? Do you think it is one of those deals where like VCs 100%. Are actually launching these?
Yeah,
100%. Sure. I think imagine actually going to a VC. I think a VC raise of a meme coin, like a stealth one, would go amazingly well. Like, if you went to them, because yeah. they said it was like the SHIB co-founder. If you said, look, I'm the SHIB co-founder, we're going to do a Sol fucking launch. We're going to get all the different exchanges in on this day zero, all the big market makers, all the big fucking VCs, and we're just going to run this to a billion. I reckon that you raise infinite cash straight away.
Yeah.
That's a story for some of these people.
It's just a weird thing. I just don't know how that ends. It's just hot air. Like I also don't really even know what happens with Slurf and some of these. I don't know if you guys are holding these, so certainly don't want to shit talk them, but like Book of Memes or Slurf and a couple of these that came out of nowhere. I guess Book of Memes is slightly different because of the artist, but it's like some of these that just, yeah, it was like funny for a moment, but like instantly launching at like 600 mil, like it's, there's a hidden benefit to like having something be super cheap and then it go to like a billion after that, like Doge did or like Whiff did or whatever else. It's like you have then a giant amount of people that all got rich from it versus if like only 100 people got rich from it and everyone else now stands to make maybe a 3x. It's a way different proposition of like, it's like why fucking, you know, people loved Cardano for years and maybe still do, or like Link. It's like it got enough people rich that all of those people, even if Link is, you know, at 1 cent or Ripple's at 1 cent,
yeah,
it's like they'll still love that shit forever because they got rich. Like, there's just enough people that got rich. Yeah,
I think I agree. The difference between what it was like 6 months ago and now is that the memes used to launch at like 5 or 10 million, and you probably had time to get in and do a 10x. Now they literally launch at 100 million. Oh, and then like you maybe get a 5x. How many coins are above a billion? Like, there's only like 3 or 4 meme coins above a billion. So you're sitting there going like, I'm hoping now for a 3x. So you've either got to be part of the cabal, and I'm not even sure if the cabal is probably making that much, because they've probably done their raise at like 25 million, 50 million valuation, and then they've all got to get out. So I don't know. Like, I think it's weird to see who's making the money. I guess the dev is probably the only person making the money.
The Anon dev, yeah, it's a hell of a time to be an Anon dev, but that's probably true every cycle. But yeah, like meme coins, they just have to have the element of large amount of people with the ability to still get rich. That's probably like the best way to function. Like, which one's going to do best in the next 6 months is like which coin has the best potential to make the most amount of people rich.
Oh, shit. That was me.
KPM.
Yeah, someone speaking to me in Portuguese. with that, I think we're gonna have to run. Do we have the codes yet? I know the comments are literally losing their minds on the fact that we didn't have codes this week.
No codes.
KBM's fault. What's going on?
KBM has the codes and KBM's lost. That's the story I'm gonna run with.
Double codes next week.
Can we just guess codes? We're like, does it not work like that?
I thought they gave us codes. Did they really not give us
codes? No, we didn't get the codes today.
Yeah, fuck. They are
going to hammer us. The chat's in tears. Call him. Call KBM right now.
If you didn't know, this show is basically a bunch of degenerate gamblers speaking to others. It's like a help group at this stage.
No one wants to hear us talk. They just want the fucking codes.
I saw that in the chat.
Harsh
Holy
reality
shit.
Of life.
Chat is real, mate.
That's real, mate.
Look at this. Washed scammers.
How much is in these codes? It's like $25 each time, right? Like,
it's just a dopamine hit, isn't it, of getting the code and putting it in there, right?
So whenever we give them, they just fucking hound us. They say it's a scam because the 5 people already claim them so quickly.
I swear, like, maybe like 0.1% of the chat actually get, like, successfully claims the codes, but they all want them.
Get the code. Has anyone in the comments ever got a code?
Yeah, please tell us in the comments, have you ever successfully claimed a code?
Because it sounds like none of you do. Every week to try and get them. It's like, what?
swear these guys are losing their minds.
OSF microwave is whiskey.
Oh my god. Multiple times. Give code. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Look at this guy. Wasted 1 hour of my fucking life. Never again.
Yeah. This fucking podcast going downhill, man. Fuck this.
I love the ones that are not in English as well, like just random languages. you just see the word code. It's just like random letters and like code. OSF code.
Oh my god, bro.
Come on again, Luke. We really enjoy this. We will give the codes next time. We will also do double codes.
We'll try and get double codes.
Is the Rollbit guys, like, after Smokey left, they've been like inundated with shit. So I think they sometimes do it like last minute. Razor like turns up in the chat like a minute before we go live at the moment. So maybe next time. Maybe he's just having a night off with a girlfriend.
But they don't have girlfriends. Where they come from, they don't have girlfriends.
Yeah.
He's selling his Epic now. They're dumping their coins.
Epic's got a zero, no codes. You're gonna claim the $25 and pump it into Epic. I'm sorry, guys. I am really sorry. Next time we will get that done. But yeah, cheers for talking to us, Luke. I'm sure you've seen this sort of action in your own meme coin Discord or Telegram, whatever the hell you have. They're ruthless when things go bad. But yeah, we'll have you on next time. And KBM, hope your driving went well. I think that's it, man. We'll see you again next week.
Good stuff.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.